And in studio guest attorney Jack Bailey, who gave, by all accounts, one heck of a commencement address at Evangel High School this past Sunday. You had made mention of something in the beginning of the interview, in the beginning of our little talk here, and you had talked about one of the things that you covered, that you touched on in your speech, was what you called a morally toxic culture. Yeah. Angela, what did you want to know?
Teaching kids about integrity early. You talked about that. I have a five-year-old at my house. Her favorite, one of our favorite words is appropriately. And I don't think five is too early to teach kids how to be appropriate. Is there an age that it's best to do that?
Well, I don't know. I've raised three children, and I tried to model my behavior after my father, a better man than I'll ever be. And so we started very early with our children. And I was very fortunate that we were in a church at that time headed by a local pastor by the name of Dennis Sims, who's just an incredible individual. And so I had people other than just myself helping indoctrinate my children in these things. And so as the children are growing up, they've got to have parents that both shield them from some things and explain to them why certain things are wrong. Peer groups in our society are so influential on children. One of the reasons that Evangel has been so successful in their indoctrination of children is because they have a group of kids who have peers who pull everybody up, that have higher standards. And they're in a situation where they have teachers, administrators, that every day when they're in school talk about these things. You know, children want to hear fact-based information. Lecturing kids doesn't do you any good. So if you put them in an environment where you have them at a school that reinforces the principles you're trying to teach them at home, and you have a student body that are good peer pressure, not bad peer pressure. My theory's always been that if I could get my children to be graduates of high school without getting in a lot of trouble, and I could have them in an environment where both the teachers and the administrators modeled New Testament principles, I could put the armor and shield on them to keep them from being so influenced by our morally toxic situational ethics bottom line society.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes, maybe a couple, maybe a little less. When you talk about that morally toxic culture to a bunch of 18-year-olds, what approach do you take that you just, I mean, they're exposed to things every day that if you and I were exposed to it as kids, we would have freaked out. How do you approach that and still and not come off as an old stuffed shirt?
I sent them to Evangel, Bob. It was real easy. That quite frankly, was sort of the answer, because in the public school system, the teachers and administrators are simply not allowed to do those things. The other problem you have in the public school system is, I don't care how good of a teacher you have, the teachers can't control the parents. And so the public school systems, they simply cannot impose the discipline, the standards, the behavioral standards that they could when you and I were growing up. Also, when you and I were growing up, the most dreaded words in the English language were, wait till your father gets home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd tell the teacher, your mother, no, please beat me now. So, you know, I really have to say, I inculcated my kids with a lot of this by having them both in a church with a pastor when they were young, then at Evangel, where you had an entire staff and a peer group that was a good influence, so that the children did not have to go out and do a lot of the things that are morally toxic, that are spiritually destructive, to have friends, to accomplish things, to have teammates that they cared about. And those things are extremely hard to accomplish today in our society. And Bob, you'll recall, when you and I were growing up, that's not the way it was in the public school system.
Mm-mm.
And so when I was growing up, there was a unified message both from my father and from my teachers and the principals at the schools I went to. Well, because of changes in our society, that's just no longer true. So there are still a few islands that are, you know, for us refugees from the morally toxic culture, such as Evangel. And the thing about Evangel is that they take kids from the entire spectrum. They take the kids that are absolutely the best to the kids that just need a chance someplace. That does not mean they're always successful. It doesn't mean that every kid succeeds there. We lose some kids every year. But when you put kids in a situation where they're getting a unified message from their parent at home, from their teachers, from the school administration, then at Evangel, all the kids are encouraged to be in some extracurricular activity. And what happens is when you put that leadership in, you get the results. You know, we got the best drama department in the state. Nobody knows about that. Nobody knows about how Evangel has been so dominant in Science Olympiad and Literary Rally. They don't know about Evangel sending kids to Harvard, Yale, MIT, Pepperdine, Duke, SMU, TCU, multiple med schools, multiple law schools. You know, we've had kids go to the University of Chicago, Vanderbilt, USC. And I know from talking to some college administrators that when they see Evangel kids, they know those kids are coming to college with the kind of indoctrination and principles where they're going to be successful. And administrators want, and admissions officers want those types of kids. So you've got to have a unified message, Bob.
But it sounds to me like they are fortunate. It's a school that's fortunate to have a man like you in their corner. Tell me we could do this all day. I would love to. Up against the break, tell me you'll come back soon and talk about, oh my gosh, all the things we talk about over beers and or lunch.
Well, Bob, you and I have known each other since 1971 when I was a raving atheist, and we know too much dirt on each other to get in here and talk about everything we know about each other.